It's getting darker and darker. Things are getting and spiraling out of control. You wake up one day, you hear this news that just shatters your view of what the world is, and it shatters your perspectives and your dreams and the things you should be looking forward to as a human being on this planet Earth. Unfortunately, the world is not meant to be perfect. It is not a perfect world. It is filled with chaos. It is filled with things that are vile in nature. It is filled with those things that do not glorify God. And right from time, God has been on a mission to salvage the soul of man. The question you would have to ask yourself today is this: are you blind? This is the final series of the story of the fall of man, the effect of his fall, connecting the dots, and now finally asking you the question: are you blind? Going back through the two series that we've just done, we talked about how man fell from the expectations of God, man fell from the Garden of Eden. Man lost track of what he was supposed to be by succumbing to those things, those desires that he was forbidden not to encounter at that point. And then we see God take a step to try and salvage the soul of man, to try and bring man back to himself, to try and reconcile him back to what he ought to be, his future. And we also see how God used different prophets as middlemen, but unfortunately, they were all flawed. They were all humans. They could fail. They failed, some of them, and some of them needed to be cleansed, actually. And they were not perfect because they lacked one thing: the divinity of being pure. This was what Christ came to help out with. He came to close the gap, and he was divine. He was pure. He was purity personified, and he came and delivered us to set us free, to set us aright with God, and to bring us back to that pedestal through the power of grace. We've learned all this for the past 2 weeks. And it is time for us, after connecting the dots, to take the action. And what is that action? To be blind. If I asked you right now if you were blind, you would twist your face in a funny way, like, come on, like, seriously, what is she trying to say? But the truth is, yes, we are in a time where we've got to be blind. Mind you, not to be blind to the sufferings of people, but to be blind to those things that the world will want to entice you with: bias, diversity, selfishness, to entice you with trends that are not of the Lord. It is time to close your eyes, to walk on that narrow path and not on the wide path that leads to hell, and not to think as though you are right that you would fall, but for you to close your eyes and walk on that narrow path that will lead you straight to the path of gold. It is time we wake up. It is time we woke up. It is time that we start waking up. The problem with our generations today is not because we are woke, but even in the spirit or in the aim of being woke, we are still fast asleep. Asleep in the sense that we are asleep to the work of God, and yet our eyes are open to the world. So take a time out and ask yourself, am I really blind to the world? Or are my eyes open on that part, on that white part? Because the eye that is open to the world is close to the calling of Jesus, is deaf to the calling of Jesus, is unaware of the evils that lurk around. So today you must strive to be better. I realized that right from time, the message that has been given by God through this well has been that of repentance. Through his prophets, Nehemiah, Jeremiah, Hosea, has been one of repentance, refusing to oppress, refusing to cajole, refusing to rob, refusing to cheat people. And when the Israelites did not hear, they faced the wrath of God. For you to escape the wrath of God, you have to be blind to the trends of the world. Mind you, being blind doesn't mean you would not stand up for the oppressed or speak up when you see something going wrong or see something that ought not to be there. No, I am saying at this point that you must be blind. You must be blind to those things that want to corrupt your salvation, that you're trying to guard with fear and trembling. You must decide that today is the day, now is the time, the hour has come for you to pull off that toga of iniquity, that toga of bias, that toga of false perspectives, that toga of wrong mindset, that toga of, I would like to say this again, diversity, because diversity is the very bane of our existence today. We see everybody in color. You're either white or you're black or you're gray or you're pink. The value of humanity has been diminished totally. If that was the case, Christ would not have died for us. Christ would not have wept, John 11:35. Christ would not have come in a body. He would have just come as a spirit. But we must imbibe the nature of God, and that is being blind to the world. That is being blind to things that do not glorify God. Surrendering to God means that you're walking on that pathway. Surrendering to God means that you're not doing those things that God frowns at. Surrendering to God means that you are ready and willing to be taken back to that purpose, the original purpose, the original blueprint of what God has for you. We are told not to take a step back, but you have to take a step back to understand how far and calculate how far you're going. So where am I coming from with this? Open your eyes to the Word of God, but close your eyes to the things that are not true, that do not stand the test of time. Remember Galatians 5 that talks about the fruit of the Spirit. If you do not close your eyes to the world, the one that talks about the fruit of the flesh will be your portion. So you must be ready. You must be outstandingly apt to get ready to follow God blindly to the world. Do not forget that you're not from here. You're a foreigner. And everything you do, everything you say, how you comport yourself will never be understood by the world. It seems like you're actually being blind. You're actually the weirdo because you're not conforming to what the world is propagating. You're a non-conformist. And that is my word today. I'm not going to take so much time. That is my word for you today. Be blind. I will say it again. Do not overlook the things people suffer, to show sympathy and rest. But those things that you know do not add value to your life spiritually, you must cast them aside. This time is a time of turbulence. This is a time of rattling. It is getting darker and darker. Every day you hear the news of war, riots, and tragic news that leaves you wondering where humanity has gone, or where the mind, or where wisdom has run to. Tragic news every day of killings, of violence, and so many other things. You must not succumb to the things that fade in this world. You must turn your back. You must close your eyes to the world and open your heart and open your eyes to the tenets, to the precepts, to the word of God. We must not be found wanting. God must not see you and tell you you've opened your eyes too much to the world, that you forgot to notice me, that you forgot to understand what I was telling you, that you forgot to even listen to my instructions. And mind you, not only must you be blind, you must be deaf, you must be dumb to everything about the world. Never conform. Do not conform. Transform your mind. Renew your mind. You have been bought with a price. Silver and gold were not used to buy you. What was used to buy you was one of an immeasurable and invaluable price that can never be paid by anyone again, because it has been paid by Jesus. And because of you, the enemy has been made a public spectacle of. So you must not, you do not have the, you cannot afford to start thriving in the trends of the world, being wide-eyed and awed at the things of this world. And I've come to realize something. Everything that you see in this world is bound to fade. Everything you see in this world is bound to fail, is bound to fail, is bound to fade, is bound to corrode. So there is no need, there is no benefit whatsoever sitting down with your eyes open and amassing so much for yourself in this world instead of succumbing to your and taking up the responsibility of your God-given abilities. Please be blind. Please be deaf. And please be dumb. And as you open your eyes to the Word, as you open your eyes to the Lord, and as you open your eyes to the leading of the Holy Spirit, everything falls into place. Show me a man that was blind to the world, and I'll show you a man that was really exalted, a man that was really given power and authority. I make boasting mention of Daniel, Joseph, who were a difference. Make a difference. Be blind. Be blind. I do not know what you need to be blinded from, but you need to be blind. This is not the time to waste your attention or your energy on things that will not and can never benefit you spiritually. It is time to let go. So my question for you now is, are you blind? Ponder that question. It's an amazing time to have you once again with me. This is the final episode for my series, my three-part series on the beginning of man, the effects of the fall, connecting the dots, and now, are you blind? It's a series that has led me on a journey to discover how God really went out of his way to save us from the enemy, and most especially from ourselves. And it shows me that when Christ came to die, he didn't come to die for those men who were alive at that point, but his sacrifice transcended beyond that time, and even it will transcend beyond this time that we are even in. So it is a renewing sacrifice on its own, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, no matter the time, no matter how many years ago or how many years later the person has received Christ. Do well to take care of yourself at this time. As usual, take precautionary measures. Be your brother's keeper. Let go of every form of diversity, every form of stereotypical perspective. And let us strive to be better than we once were before. Thank you for joining me on the Session with the Sass, and I hope to see you next week. Please do take care, and once again, are you blind?